Miss Kathy Hager from Dynamic Measurement, Parker, Texas.
Good morning, General Weir, distinguished guests, and fellow stakeholders. I'm a geologist, and I'm very excited to be part of a brand new technology that's being brought to the industry and to the country, I hope, as a new application of lightning strike data. This is a brand new geological, geophysical data type. And we are looking at it as helping in the Corps' mission to plan, build, and protect our infrastructure and our people. With our current technologies used in the levees, we notice how reliant we are on core data and geotechnical analysis. But those are only points along a line, whereas the geophysical lines and the lightning data are non-invasive, they're inexpensive to acquire, quick to produce results, and very effective. They make outstanding reconnaissance tools to highlight areas of potential weakness, as well as due to specific geohazards, such as faults, buried channels, gas chimneys, which might also leak brines. There could also be beneficial areas detected, such as old relic beaches, that might offer support to levees. We would love to be part of the team with the Corps of Engineers and our fellow geoscientists, because we know the value of teamwork in geology and geophysics. We don't operate by ourselves. We rely on the work of others and incorporate it to produce better interpretations. We feel like lightning has a real role in the future of levees and civil work projects. And we hope to see other geological and geophysical methods incorporated into your team as time goes on, but preferably sooner than later. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Please.
So, yes. So I think we're going to...
Yes, ma'am.
Like, give a little bit more specific example of what you could do, and also, have you been involved in it at all in dam safety, or are you strictly talking levees?
I think geohazards apply to dams as well as levees. And lightning data is extremely inexpensive. There's over 16 years right now of lightning data that's stored for the continental United States. We can process, it's all digital. It's quite easy to process within a couple of months. And the results for very large areas, we recently completed a 110 square mile project right there on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain called Goose Point. And that project cost less than 1 square mile of 3D seismic. It's very inexpensive. So for the amount of investment, it has tremendous value. And as we integrate that information and learn more about calibrating it in the future, it's still in its infancy. But there was so much that geophysics did in its infancy in the late 20s, early 30s. They found all these great big fields all over the world. And I think that's where lightning is today. We're learning, and we want to partner with people who are interested in learning about the Earth and the tools that we can have at our disposal with additional development. And I see tremendous application for detections of particularly faults and buried channels. I think those things are immediate threats to large civil works projects all over, not just here.
Well, thank you. I look forward to hearing more.
Thank you very much.
I'm a little.
Yes,
I ask an elementary question? I know a little bit about seismic, and you know, I live in South Louisiana, so
yes.
I know that's great important. Well, tell me about lightning. You keep using the word lightning. What is that?
Lightning is a source of it's a natural source of electromagnetism.
Okay, you mean lightning from the sky?
As in lightning from the sky.
And
that's right. And all these years, people have thought about it as only meteorological activity.
Okay.
Something that arrives most afternoons in South Louisiana.
Thunderstorm.
That's how we get so much data down here. It's really great.
Yeah.
So if you have, all these years worth of information about where lightning has actually hit the ground, there is a link. We've discovered that there is a link between where lightning strikes and geological features in the subsurface, because it takes two to make a lightning strike. It takes a leader coming from the cloud as well as a streamer coming from the earth to produce a lightning strike. The lightning strike balances the capacitor between the cloud and the ground.
How about that?
And everybody was just all interested in what was going on in the sky and never really considered what was happening, what the earth was doing to provoke that response. But it does. It's amazing.
Kathy, I've got one or two questions related to that. Do you know of any other countries or nations that are pushing this envelope and research in this topic of the geophysics for ground-based concerns like levees or seismic fault structures, I mean surface structures? I heard about the petroleum, you know, interests, of course, but on the surface, do you have any other examples or any of the countries putting this to use?
Oh, I think people are absolutely putting shallow. There's a lot of investigation and research right now in shallow seismics. Absolutely, I just got back from Texas A&M Bureau of Economic Geology.
Okay,
folks up in Austin,
great.
And they were very interested in lightning technology and HARC Research, Advanced Research Center in Houston. Is looking to do some grants with us later on this year.
Okay.
So people are very interested in new technology and how it can apply to the environment, to geohazards, to civil works, as well as petroleum.
Got it.
We're not just oil and gas.
Understand.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Again, down there where I live, really in the Delta, I've seen reports. In fact, I have a very good report that talks about surface faults.
Yes.
Well, you know, you're talking about we're drilling wells 10,000 feet deep, 50,000 feet deep, 30,000 feet deep. But there's a report out in my particular community about where the surface faults are.
We're very interested in surface faults.
You can now track some of the great subsidence areas.
That's right.
Where I live, because of the surface faults. I've never heard about the lightning before. That's fascinating. That's unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you more of the story. There's always a duck hunter involved in these stories.
Yeah.
Discovery's always involved.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kathy.
But thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
All right.